This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
We do indeed. Milo joins me still in the studio talking sport.
Yes, you intimated. Grand finals are plenty. And, of course, Mid-South-East, it all happens at Glencoe. And Mount Burr, the premiership specialist, looking for a record in the league, four in a row. And that'll be their 20th versus the Robe Roosters. Cock-a-doodle-doo. The Mozzies will start favourites, even though Robe went straight in, and Robe looking for their fourth first since 2003. And I do say, if you're not a Mozzies person, you'll be barracking for the Roosters. I know the Glencoe Footy Club will do it well. Now, won't forget the Nettie Clangadoo looking for their 33rd flag, and they take on Tandanoola and the Tandanoola Young Guns. They haven't been on the big stage since 1982, last flag in 1977, so let's hope that's a real good contest. And no matter what, those young players from the Tigers will come away with a lot of experience. K&T Footy, it all happens at Keith, home ground, doesn't mean nothing. Good morning, Millicent, because the Saints knocked off East Gambier on their own paddock. And there'll be Keith taking on Mundalla, and I'm probably going to lean towards Mundalla. Once they get in them, they usually win them, the Moot Boys. And, of course, Mount Gambier and Eddie, the A-grade Hobbits and Saints will fight it out. And, of course, we won't forget the Zocca, Southeast Women's Football Association, Bendigo Bank, undefeated Centrals will do battle with United there. Now, stay tuned. After eight, we'll catch up with the sports journo from the Border Watch, James Murphy, and we'll preview the Limestone Coast Football Association round ball grand final, and that'll be Sunday at Inter, and that'll be against Centrals. The Inter boys looking to add another one to the wall out there. And after nine, the Ray White Keatley Know-It-All's Nettie and Footy Show, and we're going to catch up with Malcolm Blight, the magician, 15 as I call him, his old North Melbourne number, and I'm going to ask him about grand finals, why they're different, and the idiosyncrasies of the MCG on grand final day, Yui, the Mecca.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Now, big weekend for the soccer fraternity, of course. The girls are on Saturday, Southeast Women's Football Association, but the Limestone Coast Football Association, all roads lead to Casadio Park, the big one. And then the seniors, international, will clash with Gambier Centrals. Pretty even during the year. Who better to get to talk about it? The journo who looks after the soccer side of things at the Border Watch. Good morning, James Murphy.
G'day, Milo. How are you going?
Good. Congratulations on your lift out in today's Border Watch, and no doubt a collector's item, and a lot of people will enjoy reading that. Now, Inter and Gambier Centrals. Not so long ago, Centrals took this out a few seasons back. New look this year with Nathan Fleetwood, and he's been pretty handy up forward. And, of course, international non-playing coach in Gareth Fonduvi, so he'll be looking to crack his first win at the helm as well.
Yeah, sure. It's going to be cracker of a game, I think. Yeah, they both had some pretty close games and this year, and well, Central's got up in the qualifying final, but Inter will definitely be keen to get that one back.
And Inter have had the strength, and the goal-kicking table tells us that Matt Buetti, he's the standout, the laser boot, as I've dubbed him. Christian Seller and Dan Bronker back him up. And coach Nathan Fleetwood for Centrals, he's their leading scorer. So they've got to find someone else, maybe sneak a goal, the Lions.
Yeah, sure. Actually, Dan Bronker, he sort of moved back to a defensive position the last couple of weeks, so he probably won't be on the end of any goals, but he'll definitely set him up through the middle to Seller and Buetti as well.
I suppose that's a bonus. They know if they're looking for a strike, Danny Boy can go up there. You've got to have that flexibility. Now, as you said, in the qualifying final, it was Centrals that went straight in. And obviously, like all teams and all sports, the coach has to manage that to keep them in a sort of a match mode. Who do you perhaps like? I suppose Inter on the home deck's pretty important, but who do you seem to favour in this grand finale on Sunday?
It's almost a matter of flipping the coin, I think. Central's obviously, they had the week off, and Inter's got the home ground advantage. I honestly don't think I can pick someone.
Perhaps we're going to have full-time draw and a shootout. That'd really get the crowd on edge.
That would be good if it went to penalties. It would be, just add to the intensity.
Now, the news is three Adelaide refs, and there's obviously a cost goes with that as well, but no doubt the clubs have discussed all that. A little bit surprising to me, coming from the football fraternity with the South East Umpires Footy League. I know in the Western Border Grand Final just gone, they had three very young local umpires. I think 22 was the oldest, and so the refs then know that they can work towards something, but obviously there's a story there. Now, the day starts at 8:30, under 12, Centrals versus Blue Lake. 9:40, under 17s, Apollo versus Blue Lake. 11:15 will be the reserves, Centrals versus Inter. At 13:05, under 14s, Inter versus Centrals. That's a good idea to give the 14s a good crowd to strut their stuff. Then the big one at 14:30 or 2:30, of course, in ordinary time, the seniors, as we've just discussed, Centrals and Inter. And of course, once that's all over, there'll be the presentation evening. So the individual awards will come to the fore there, and that should be an interesting night for the seniors on Friday the 21st, because there's been some good players this year.
Yeah, there has been. There's been, well, every team's had their standouts, and there's been even like plenty of young kids under 17s coming through that, you know, their own, so yeah, it'd be a good night.
Good luck to everyone, and James, no doubt you'll be there, and you'll do a complete review of what happened in the Border Watch for next Tuesday. Enjoy, and I hope the weather is a little bit more conducive than it looks like it's going to be tomorrow for the footy.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.